Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's EV News Briefly for Friday, 22nd of November. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be just like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Europe's car market stabilised last month in October after a couple of months of declines, thanks to electric vehicles. Pure BEVs were up 6.9% in October here in Europe, also including Britain and the Free Trade Association. Diesels were down 8.1%. Who did well? Volkswagen Group sold 287,000 new vehicles. Also doing really well with cars like the Skoda Enyaq overtaking Tesla's Model Y, becoming Europe's top-selling EV. Well done, Skoda. Good old Enyaq, eh? Still around, still selling really well. What kind of cars are people buying? Well, new data from DataForce shows that the overall full electric market year-to-date, first 10 months of the year compared to same 10 months last year, it's about flat. It's down a little bit. But what's suffering? Small cars. What are people buying? Larger premium cars. So after years of people saying, well, I won't buy an EV because they're all too expensive, when they're cheaper and the same price as my petrol car, I'll go get one. Well, what we had in the last couple of years, more affordable EVs reaching price parity with cars, often the same lease price. Sometimes I've seen like Corsa deals, little Opel, Vauxhall Corsa, cheaper lease deals per month than the petrol car. And what's not selling? Smaller cars in Europe, things like the Dacia Spring. It has had a bad 10 months, down on the same 10 months last year. As people say, oh wow, more affordable EVs like we asked for, brilliant. Can we have the expensive ones, please? What? Frustrating. Now, GM and Ford are both able to adapt to whatever regulation changes in the United States, according to both of their chief financial officers. The CFO of GM saying that they have flexibility in manufacturing, and the CFO and vice chairman of Ford, John Lawler, saying that because they make also gasoline and diesel-powered cars and hybrids, they have an advantage during an uncertain policy landscape. But yeah, those companies that make more money from selling combustion cars and EVs are awfully inconvenient. I don't think they'll be fighting too hard against the Republican administration that wants to bin off the tax credits. But do remember that that is not going to be so easy. I don't know. I'm a Brit thousands of miles away, but the Inflation Reduction Act is a law, not a regulation. Therefore, surely it needs Congress to act. Now they will, and ultimately they'll get their own way, but I don't think it happens on January 20th. I think that's going to be a little bit longer. Maybe the lease loophole will go first, but either way, tax credit of $7,500 when buying an EV applied to the down payment through dealerships if you want to. If the vehicle costs less than 55 grand or 80 grand for trucks and SUVs, it's probably going to be attacked at some point, so it might be worth having a look at. But remember, when all this talk about giving people free money to buy cars, that's one part of it. The whole point of the act was that every year on January 1st, the amount of China in the car goes up and up and up. So it's 60% at the moment. That goes up to 70%. So the amount of eligible cars, unless they change their batteries, may shrink on January 1st. The whole point of it was to ensure that over a period of time, there's a ramp, a runway to a very robust US domestic supply chain and industry. Now you get rid of that and you're just going to go to China to get the cheapest stuff. So people don't think this stuff through. They just see other people getting free money to buy an EV and go, get rid of it. I'm voting for the bloke that wants to bin it. And It's more than that. It's more nuanced. It was about building a strong United States, and that does look like it's going to be going. Here in Europe, Ford is slashing 4,000 jobs, mostly at their factory in Cologne. In Germany, and 800 jobs here in the UK in product development and administrative roles. And goodbye, Kia Soul. The Kia Soul is 10 years here in the UK. It's gone through two different iterations, but after 10 years, they make way for what is, I think, going to be a very special Kia EV3. That's briefly.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.